Use as directed.
How are you? 7 after the hour. It's Friday, the last Friday of January, the 28th. It is the job of this program to sort of bring you up to date on what America is talking about. Actually, what people are yakking about all around the, not this country, but around the world. Jennifer Horn is here to help me with that. Richie will be around, and all the usual players. The cast of millions, however, is you, and your input is very important. 800-510-8255 will have one of our trivia. I've really been into this week, Jennifer. I've really thought that we ought to have more people expanding their minds. So I have my the usual way of expanding my mind is to ask you a question and have you think about it. And it could be a myriad of answers. And maybe we go back to the old question from Clara Peller, where's the beef? The fast
food
thing.
Not in Taco Bell tacos.
Well, you know, it's really pretty funny. This has been something the last couple of days that I've kind of been in and out of. I've watched this conversation, listened to it, a couple of talk radio programs, and watching the reports, especially in Los Angeles, because the suit that is part of the focus here, brought about by some customers who don't seem to think that there's anything good in Taco Bell. The suit's fine. It's part of kind of what keeps us going, but you know, nobody's telling you have to go to Taco Bell. If you don't want to eat something that has 30% beef in it or 50% or whatever, just don't go to the store. Mm-hmm. And then the old arguments have surfaced about the beef and where it comes from, whether it's Taco Bell or McDonald's or the other fast food restaurants. I remember this, whether you do or not, how upset people were when I compared what I smelled going by a Burger King to the Holocaust, and that was a couple of years ago. And still, it is a matter of choice, and that's where the sort of the rubber hits the road here. If you don't want to buy this garbage and eat it, then don't. There are people, and I've made this effort, argument before. You can buy things less expensively, better quality food, bring it home and cook it. The one exception. I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but somebody called and said the exception to that is if you are by yourself and you only have a couple of bucks. You can't go into a store and buy a pound of hamburger for a couple of bucks. I don't even know what a pound of this. I don't eat meat, so I don't even know. What does a pound of steak cost? What's a pound of hamburger cost? What do you pay even for a pound of fish?
On the cut of beef, because beef has sometimes a lot of fat, which is the cheapest.
All right, so the cheapest hamburger costs what a pound?
You could probably get something cheaper for maybe three-something a pound.
$3 a pound.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so but if you go into a Taco Bell with $2, you can get two tacos.
Oh, my gosh. You can get tacos like 50 cents in the fast food world.
Yeah, well, so what do you think you're buying for 50 cents, boys and girls? 50 cents, if they're going to make a profit, that means they have to have maybe 30 cents into it. If they're going to sell it to you for 50, they're going to put 30 cents into it. That's the story. So understand what you're getting. If you are poor, if you are without any sources of real serious or legitimate income and you only have a few bucks of your own, whatever it is, and you walk by the Taco Bell stand, if you want to not be hungry, you may not have a place to cook it. That argument I understand. But if you have a family of, let's say, three or four, and you think going to Taco Bell is less expensive than buying the pound of hamburger, I sound really ignorant when it comes to this stuff, but I am.
But don't eat meat, really.
No, I don't eat meat. I don't go to Taco Bell. I don't go to McDonald's, and I don't go to those places. But I'm certainly an observer of the situation, and I'm not a snob, and I'm not an elitist. It just, I make choices, and that's what this is about. This is about choices. You make choices. So the suit itself brings us to focus on it. The suit is foolishness. Okay, so they want you to know. You know what has happened as a result of this? Taco Bell's business will be up 25% this week as a result of this. Whoever the law office is that that filed this, they're getting some attention themselves. So it's in that sense, the news media once again becomes an unwitting pimp for the two sides of this. They report on it. Oh my, look at this. So their business is helped. It's kind of like that TV show Skins. Mm-hmm. If nobody was talking about it or reporting about it, then nobody would watch it and it would go away. Instead, this week, it's probably, it won't be the number one TV show, but it'll be the one that was talked about the most. As a matter of fact, as I look at the list of the Talkers Countdown items this week, number five is the heat over Skins, mm-hmm. the television program. You don't think that this suit against Taco Bell has created a tremendous amount of interest? Oh, yeah, I forgot about Taco Bell. You can get a taco for 59 cents. Let's go down there and get four
of them. Let's go try it.
Yeah.
And it might actually make you feel better to eat the grains and the soy than it does to eat lower quality beef.
Well, it's in a, the argument could be made that the filler is better for you. The only reason that they use the beef is to flavor the soy and the filler. That's it. You can go down and, you know, I would, if I were doing it, I'd just go down to the store and buy a can of beef broth and put it in and mix all the other stuff up and bingo, there you go.
Right.
But the fact that the, as a matter of fact, Michael, you have the Taco Bell president there. His name is Greg Creed. He's an Englishman. This, by the way, isn't Taco Bell part of Yum Yum Brands?
I think so. I know they're related to KFC and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's Yum Yum.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the, let me do a couple of things. Then we're going to bring you in just a second the response. The Taco Bell president sounding extraordinarily indignant.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? What's in our 88%? We've got 88% beef, real beef in our tacos. Yeah, sure you do. And you've got starched underwear on too, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's something that I want to focus on as today is the 28th, around the corner before you know it, Valentine's Day. Have you planned ahead? If you do, I guarantee you it'll pay off. There is a great early bird price from proflowers.com on this sweetheart. These things are so amazingly bright, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. For today only, right now, and through the course of the day, you can use Pro Flowers to get 15, count them, 15 sweetheart tulips plus a free glass vase for $19.99. You're on a budget and you want something that's really cute and sweet, smells good, looks good, can't afford the roses. For $19.99, you get 15 sweetheart tulips. You got to call in today, though, to lock in the price and to make sure that you get delivery. Why would you wait? It's the $19.99, folks. Go online now to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in Doug, D-O-U-G, and get this deal. You pick your delivery date, get them on Valentine's Day, get them the day before Valentine's Day. Whenever you want to make the most impact, they will be fresh for at least 7 days after you get them. This is an early bird deal for today only. For Doug, Steph, and listeners, do not wait to place your order. Do it right now. You can call them if it's easier for you. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug, P-R-O-F-L-O-W-E-R-S, 800-PRO-FLOWERS, or proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner. Type in Doug. This is an early bird special. Expires at midnight tonight. Order now from proflowers.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper. Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255. Jennifer and Doug is 17 after the hour on the Good Day program, looking at this issue of fast food in America. Greg Creed had made a statement about this class action lawsuit brought against them. So here he is defending his company, the CEO of Taco Bell.
Hi, I'm Greg Creed, president of Taco Bell. Now, I know there are quite a few questions out there about the ingredients in our seasoned beef. And I want you to know the truth about our food. Our beef is 100% USDA inspected, just like the quality beef you buy in a supermarket and prepare in your home. We then simmer it in our unique recipe of seasoning, spices, water, and other ingredients to provide Taco Bell's signature taste and texture. Think of it when you're making chili. You add your own recipe of seasoning and spices to give the beef flavor and texture. Otherwise, it would just taste like unseasoned ground beef. Well, we do the same thing with our recipe for seasoned beef. Our seasoned beef recipe contains 88% quality USDA inspected beef. So what's the other 12%? It's our secret, and I'm going to give it to you. 88% is USDA inspected quality beef. 3% is water to keep it moist and juicy.
Right.
4%, it's Mexican spices and flavors, including salt, chili pepper, onion powder, tomato powder, sugar, garlic powder, and cocoa powder. And 5% is oats, caramelized sugar, yeast, citric acid, and other ingredients.
Mm.
I want you to have all the facts, and I invite you to take a look at our complete ingredient statement on our website. On behalf of the 130,000 team members and our more than 370 franchise partners, we stand behind the quality of our seasoned beef 100%, and we are proud to serve it to you. And to you, our 35 million amazing and loyal customers each week, thank you for your continued support.
Yeah! 800. 510-8255. That was Greg Creed, the president and chief concept officer of Taco Bell Incorporated. You can go to the Taco Bell website and check out the links to what it is. Who buys this stuff? 800-510-8255. Which side of this lawsuit are you on? What do you eat for $2? 21 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue
Straw
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's
Good Day. At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStephan.com.
It's 23, actually, what is it? Actually, 24 and change after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here. Let me get to Jennifer. This is something, this Taco Bell thing. We tend to think we're having a little fun, got a little Hispanic music here and there. Is this just where Hispanics go to eat? No, of course
no
it
is. No way.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
Richie, the college student's dream,
yeah.
Taco Bell.
Okay. So, Richie, have you been to a Taco Bell?
Yeah, my wife likes Taco Bell, the Latina in the family.
Yes.
And over the past 2 years, we've had this debate, and it's this exact debate. And so we've stopped going and stopped going and stopped going little by little, but every now and then she'll still go, and I'm just like, yeah, it tastes okay, but really? 99 cents for, like,
yeah, what are you,
12 tacos?
You know, what are you going to give
them? Yeah,
don't give it to the kids.
No. And I'm just like, it's kind of gross.
It is.
And so, you know, we used to go a little bit, but now, no, not really.
You know what's really gross? And this is something that a lot of people, I had somebody call me earlier, was upset that I had characterized it this way. The USDA allows
Characterized it what way?
Well, I said that from when I was a kid, I remember seeing the sick cows go into a trailer went to the packing plant, went to the slaughterhouse that prepared the beef. There was a buyer at the auctions, at the one-way auctions where the cows, the cattle come in and they have to be slaughtered, and he'd pay the least amount of money for a sick cow. They bring the sick cow to the slaughterhouse, and they, you know, after they kill it, they take off all of the stuff that's bad, and the rest of it, they, you know, they put together a package of beef. It isn't really beef. It's meat. It's hard to call it beef. First of all, beef often refers to, most often refers to what comes out of a steer. And even though cows have beef, we all have beef. You and I have beef. Dogs have meat versus beef. And so that's a misnomer in and of itself. But I remember seeing some of the most horrible, wretched animals, but they were still breathing, so they could still be killed. If they could, if they were breathing, they were killed and used for meat.
Okay.
If they were dead, they were sent to the render.
I'm going to blow.
You can stay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's what goes on. So for those people who you know, you think you're getting something that's the same as you would buy the $4 hamburger or whatever it is, if you're paying a dollar or 99 cents for a Whopper or whatever it is that those things cost, what the hell do you think you're getting? They have to make a profit of something on these things. And at 49 cents or whatever you pay for somebody's taco, what do you think you're getting for 49 cents?
And that's the way they make the profit, is they fill
it
with, it's like a crab cake. The more bread there is, the less crab there is, the cheaper.
Right.
That's how they can give you a $7 crab cake sandwich. It's no different.
Yeah, and
just
so the people,
filler and junk.
Yeah, they say USDA inspected. I'll tell you about that in a minute or two, too. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pumpouts and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Read It and Weep department. How do you know what goes into a hamburger, though, or what you get at any restaurant? They don't tell you, like, when you go to the store and buy these things.
There's a label
that says what the content is. But yet restaurants are not required to do the same thing. If you go to a restaurant and say, give me some yogurt and, they mix it with granola or something.
The fast food restaurants have the nutritional information posted somewhere in the restaurant.
Right, but they don't have everything. If you buy a salad, nobody buys salads at fast food restaurants. But
that's all I buy at fast food restaurants.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Perfect example. McDonald's salads. Yeah. On their nutritional information, it will tell you that it's got this amount of carbs, this amount of fat, this amount of calories, this amount of sugar, this amount of that. But it will not tell you
that it's sprayed with sugar.
That it's sprayed with sugar water.
Right. All right. Now, here's the story. I'm in Florida this morning. I'm going to spend the day with Dr. Ken getting myself trimmed.
So nervous. I'm
one way or the other. Not nervous.
You're
I just know that I weigh more than I want to, and I don't like the impact that it has. I'm not overweighed by any normal stretch of the imagination, but
you looked fine yesterday.
What's that?
You looked fine yesterday.
Yeah, I just am conscious of it because I don't like to roll around. I'm kind of at this point. I want to go back 20 years, 25 years, and recreate the body that I had when I was 30 or 40. And I'm determined to do that. So anyway, but the things you put into your body. Here is I picked up a yogurt. All right, and I'm eating it here. So I just decided while we're having this conversation to look at the ingredients. And then I thought to myself, okay, I don't know this brand, who owns it, or where does this come from?
and I find out that the brand is owned by Procter & Gamble. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think you get out of yogurt that's made by a soap company? Here's what we get in this, okay? Here's the, this is cultured, pasteurized, grade A non-fat milk.
Nice.
Sugar, food starch modified, natural flavors, pectin, potassium sorbate. Let's see here. Granola, whole grain rolled oats, dried cane syrup. That's what gives it the flavor. Expellent pressed canola oil, whatever in the hell that is. A defatted wheat germ, oat flour, rice syrup, molasses, natural flavors, and soy lecithin. Contains milk products, wheat and soy products. So as far as I'm concerned, this is just filler. That's really what's in this thing. It has, Richie, 15 calories. And no, I'm sorry, 170 calories and 15 grams of fat. I don't know how that shapes up to anything else because I never really look at the labels of these things. It has 170 calories. So what do we,
That's high.
Yeah, that is
the
high.
Yeah, of course, it's usually about 100.
Usually 90, 110, something like that is where.
All right, so we're talking about the content of foods, and more specifically, this Taco Bell suit. What it does is it gives us more, the individual suit is kind of fun, and what it has done is given a lot more promotion. I said earlier in the hour, Richie, that there are probably 25, 30% more dollars being brought into Taco Bell this week than was the case last week because so many people are talking about this lawsuit. It's a class action lawsuit filed, and Taco Bell says it's bogus, filled with inaccurate fats. There's a Freudian
slip. I got to tell you, though.
Inaccurate
facts. You know, anytime I wander, and I don't do McDonald's at all anymore, and Taco Bell very infrequently. We will do Wendy's. But anytime I walk into one of these places, it's not like the people I see in there are, how do you say this?
Super skinny?
Super educated about what they eat.
They're not educated people.
I would say super educated about what they eat.
Yeah.
Okay, they may be educated people.
Are they
but
concerned about what they
eat? If they see the Taco Bell news, and if they happen to be skimming the newspaper and see this Taco Bell story, I'm going to bet they want to ignore it so that they don't have to make any changes in their diet.
Yeah. Well,
they don't want to know what they're eating. I mean, look at the people when you walk into a McDonald's. Not the healthiest group on the street.
No. And Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, and to address it in a sort of different way, the fact that you can buy things cheaper and fix them at home, the folks that have a buck or two or three in their pocket, that's all they have, and they're hungry, they would be the people who would buy this, and you could sort of, I guess, justify it if that's what it takes. But if you have a family, two, three people that you're fixing food for, then you can buy it cheaper at the store and better and fix it less expensively at the home. That's the bottom line there.
I'll tell you. Not at 99 cents for three or four tacos.
That's the truth. It's cheaper to go out.
You can go into Taco Bell for $6 or $7 and feed a family of four.
Yeah,
you can't do that at the grocery. You can't go in and buy a piece of meat and vegetables and rice, potato, whatever.
You're not getting any vegetables at Taco Bell. What do you think?
You're getting shredded lettuce and tomato.
Yeah. See?
What I like best of all is that PETA has weighed in with a statement yesterday, quote, Taco Bell's refusal to use beef is commendable, quote, end quote.
These guys, man, they're not so kooky, but they're geniuses. What about marketing?
Oh, yeah. They get it all the way around. Okay, let's see here. I have it is kind of funny. I have a 2020 news quiz, and I want to... I did want to do a 2020 news quiz, and now I can't find the 2020 news quiz. All right, so you know what? Stand by. I have this is really what drives me nuts about being as actively involved in all kinds of things that are going on conversationally. I had the perfect quiz for this, and now it has escaped my attention because it wasn't in my mind. All right, but that we'll remedy that in just a moment here. It's 19 before the hour, and good day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The daily commute to work can be a time of stress and frustration for U.S. commuters. It's not surprising that commuters look for any opportunity to make their travels shorter, more enjoyable, and even more environmentally friendly. Joel McGower, executive editor of GreenBiz.com and renowned green commuting and sustainability expert, says that while the radio, a smartphone, or a GPS device can help ease your morning commute, recent survey results show that a hot cup of coffee or tea is by far the number one thing that matters most to commuters.
It's estimated that 58 billion coffee cups are thrown away each year, and most of those aren't recycled. So to make your commute more enjoyable and environmentally friendly, try bringing your favorite beverage in a reusable container, like a Thermos brand travel mug. That has the highest quality vacuum insulation, and that will allow you to enjoy a hot beverage during your commute and even well into your workday.
Joel McGower is a spokesperson for Thermos. For more information on Thermos reusable insulated mugs and tumblers, visit www.thermos.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Good thing I don't embarrass easily because I can't remember. I looked at this like an hour ago. This is perfect. This would be a great 20
minutes. I know you mentioned remember. It, I think.
Well, yeah, I did, and now I can't. It's kind of like slipped into the ethos. All right, so anyway, we're focused on the beef and the meat, and if somebody asked whether chicken and turkey or any of the things, I had a, was it the other night with you, Richie? Where was I? I had a garden burger and an omelet.
That was
I had where was
Bob.
I? No, I wasn't with Bob. I was with somebody.
I remember you mentioning that, though.
Yeah. The restaurant had a good choice.
What's in a garden burger?
Who cares? Because I ate one last night.
is all of the stuff that we're talking about is soy and filler and a lot of veggies supposedly. And so I put this. Oh, I know it was Megan. Megan and I had.
See, that's the question. Just because it says garden burger.
Well, it's
does that mean that they're using good ingredients, or
it's
does that just mean?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, no, it's not meat. That's what it means.
No,
it's
but
not meat.
But can it be something that's with these powder fillers that they're using in the taco meat?
Yeah, yeah.
It
they
doesn't
put
mean
that
it's
in
healthy.
It just means
they
hold it together.
It's no meat.
That way. Right. Megan and I went to Lulu's, which is on Beverly and Vista, I think, in Hollywood, and she ordered an omelet and whatever. And Megan eats very well. And I'm conscious, so I'm looking at the menu. I saw this garden burger, and she had a turkey omelet. So I said, okay, I'm going to have the garden burger because we oftentimes share things. She'll have a bite of mine. I'll have a bite of hers. We do that. And so anyway, I had this, and it tasted okay, but it didn't taste great. And it's what Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, says, always people decide what they want by price and how it tastes, not by what's in it. Never think about what's in it.
True.
Bruce is on the 800-510-8255. Bruce, how are you doing? Happy Friday.
Well, thank you, Doug. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Good, good. Well, I'm awake. That's pretty good.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you talking so much about Taco Bell, and I wanted to let you know, like, well, last year, I was homeless for about a year. I had a wolf dog that didn't get along with society too well, and I tried, you know, I kept him alive as long as I could. But that's not the point. The point was, I was out there broke in Texas, and there was a Taco Bell. At the Taco Bell, they ran all kinds of specials where you buy food for a dollar, burritos, tacos, all that kind of stuff. And there was plenty of good food. I mean, there was vegetables in the servings. There was meat. There was cheese. And for about 6 months, I was living off pretty much eating a Taco Bell, you know, and it was cheap. You know, there was nothing wrong with that food. I worked there when I was a kid, and
I'm not suggesting. Somebody else might suggest it.
Well, that's
I'm not representing it as it's bad for you. It just isn't what it seems. And frankly, as Richie said, the people who frequent the fast food chains often are people who need to be eating something other than what they can get at the fast food place. So I think that's part of the point here. There are all kinds of, there's three or four different angles to this conversation. The lawyers going after the lawyers and what fun it is to watch that. Listening to the input from PETA and how much fun that is. Understanding what it is that you eat and why would you go to places like this. Why does 7% of the population of this country find that it makes sense to have one meal a day at a McDonald's? I don't even begin to get that. We have all this information around us.
I don't understand that either, Doug, but McDonald's and Taco Bell, there's quite a bit of difference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I make Mexican food to this day. And
you know what it is? Here's the difference.
It tastes like that stuff.
Bruce, the difference is the taste. What they said, this guy, Greg, whatever his name is, the CEO of Taco Bell, he told you what some of his ingredients are. McDonald's doesn't put anything into any of its stuff. They just, they'll cook it, and maybe they'll flavor it with cheese, or they'll put something on it. Maybe the fat that they fry it in has some flavor. That certainly is where the flavor of the French fries come from. Isn't it the potatoes taste like that? They cook it in oil. It gives it a flavor. They put a lot of sugar in the oil, that kind of stuff, and that has its impact on you when you eat it. If you eat a lot of it, it's going to have more impact on you. That's all. I don't know what goes into the Taco Bell, what do they call those wraps? What are they, the thing that you put the taco in?
Shell. Flour tortillas. They're pretty simple. Flour, water, and salt.
Yeah. Well, flour is extraordinarily bad for you. White flour is a killer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I had bread. I still like my white French bread and stuff, you know.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
It is. You're right about the flavor. I think that's what it is.
Of course it is.
When I cook Mexican food at home, that's what I try to do is duplicate those flavors from that restaurant.
You know what the good thing is, Bruce? You have a home to cook it in after your experience. Thanks for the call, sir. Good luck to you.
Well, nice talking.
Yeah, nice talking to you. 800-510-8255. There is a story out this week how exercise, I think Dr. Ken was talking about this earlier in the week, exercise may improve the odds of you not getting prostate cancer for men who are eating this kind of food. You see, there's an offshoot to this, Richie. The fats that you eat in the fast food are more likely to help contribute to you getting prostate cancer when you get older. Fats cause cancer. And prostate cancer is one of the really big problems, the things that men have to worry about. But as I have said over and over again, you can revive your prostate, you can keep it healthy by feeding it intelligently. First of all, you got to get a checkup. That's important. You don't wait until it's too late. You get started in your 40s having a checkup every single year. And you start taking food, you eat food or you ingest food that is good for your prostate, and that's what comes in the supplement Super Beta Prostate. It's all about food and then keeping the function working. You don't need a prescription for this. As a matter of fact, millions of bottles of Super Beta Prostate have been sold, and if you have never tried this before, become a new customer. Call in 800-607-7078 and get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. You get it by just making the call, and you'll pay a little shipping and handling, no big deal. It's 800-607-7078. Feed the prostate, keep it healthy, and don't become a statistic. For your free bottle, one per family, please. 800-607-7078.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix that you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
It's Friday on Good Day. You'll be happy to know this week the U.S. Postal Service said it's going to close 2,000 post offices this year so that they will not continue to lose $8.5 billion a year like they did last year. The post office and the recession. The post office and FedEx. Why don't you just hire FedEx and UPS to run the post office and forget about all this other subsidy stuff, huh? 51 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pharma.
What kind of a mood does this music put you into?
You know who this is? I just hit the button.
Really?
This is our friend Craig Chiquiso.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah, remember the from Jefferson Starship?
Yeah. I like it when it's a little more ramped up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we used to have him on the show a lot, and he was a good guy.
So. 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Richie and I are into computers in a big way. I've become a computer genius this week.
You really are.
Richie and I.
Proud of you.
What do you mean?
No, actually, I'm proud of you.
We have this new piece of equipment that Richie and I are fascinated with. I'm actually using it this morning.
Sounds great.
It's something that allows me to be. Now, the tradition of this program over the years, this is the 23rd year of the Good Day program being on the air. And one of the things that's been noted by people who followed the program over the years is how mobile I am, or how mobile it is, at least my side of it. But we have adjunct input from people all around the country who are regular, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and Marie and some of the other folks that are here with regularity. And sounds like, what are you laughing at?
Nothing, go ahead.
Here with regularity. I didn't say with regularity. I said,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, the idea is that we have to all sound like, or I want everybody to sound like, we're all in the same room. So we have this we have the state-of-the-art equipment that brings everybody together, and we have this digital sound to us like we are all in a professional broadcast circumstance, because that's what you expect. You don't want to be distracted by somebody that sounds like, you know, once in a while, I can sound like I'm in Ethiopia or something, but right. We don't want that.
No.
So anyway, this new piece of equipment that comes from a company that I do a lot of business with over the years. I bought, good God, Richie, how much stuff have I bought from Comrex?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
And it's really good stuff. So anyway, I have this new thing that works on the Internet. We've tried these things before, and until now, you really couldn't get something that was reliable and usable on the Internet. But this thing works very well, and it has
We sort of had a laboratory going on the last week or so to figure out all of us how to work it. And because I'm not too technically adroit, and the fellow who's in charge of technology at our originating network is a little impatient with me, or has been over the years. And
he just doesn't understand when people don't understand.
No, he doesn't. No, he's
so I'm the buffer in between the two of you.
Yeah, right. So the three of us were on the phone last night trying to make this thing work. And he wasn't the genius that figured out what to do to make it work right. It was Richie.
I'm so proud, Richie.
So congratulations. And speaking of technology, do you know which computer manufacturer has the best and worst customer support? Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor, helps make your life better with the answer next year on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Laptop Magazine recently graded technical support from 12 of the top PC makers and found some interesting details. Average call time, 13 minutes. Average hold time, less than 4 minutes. And the grades, Acer, a D+. Apple had the highest grade, an A, for the fifth year in a row. Dell, B+. Gateway, D+. HP and Lenovo got a B+. Sony got a B. Toshiba got a B-. And I have to tell you, I recently had a Dell monitor that wasn't working on arrival. And I ended up talking to tech support in India. That is not fun, because what should be a 10-minute phone call becomes 30 minutes or longer because of the communications issues. The support people were very nice, and they got my problem resolved. They sent me a new monitor, but the entire process took far longer than necessary and required an unusual amount of patience. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at techtailorminutes.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
This week, as the president went before the nation to deliver a State of the Union, one American industry was saying it can't answer the president's call to help save and grow American jobs. More here from Kendra Wright for you on Good Day.
In the State of the Union, President Obama emphasized the need to create and maintain American jobs. According to Eric Melito with API, the American Petroleum Institute, America's oil and natural gas industry can help revitalize our economy and create more well-paying jobs if the government allows it to produce the energy America wants and needs.
The oil and natural gas industry is responsible for 9.2 million jobs in our economy. Efforts should be made to increase that number, not the opposite. A new Wood Mackenzie report shows increased permitting timelines on deepwater Gulf of Mexico production could cost the government more than $17 billion. The government needs to think in the short and the long term.
Just as the industry has.
We understand the need to push for green technology and green jobs. Since 2000, the oil and natural gas industry has invested $1.7 trillion in U.S. capital projects to advance all forms of energy, including alternatives.
For more, including a copy of the new report, log on to API.org. That's Newsbreak from API.
59 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program on...